Now, he gives a prophecy, and he has a prophecy for Amaziah. And I want to tell you, here is strong medicine, what he says to this man. Now, I hear a great many people say to me, Dr. McGee, you're very harsh at times on certain people or certain groups or certain churches. And I'm not really against any of these. I can truly say I carry no bias or hatred in my heart at all against any of these that I mention. I'm trying to say what the Word of God says. The argument given to me is that as a Christian, you ought to be nice and sweet. You ought not to indulge in this type of thing of giving out that which is harsh. It's love today, you know, and love, love, love. You want to listen to Amos now as he talks to Brother Amaziah? Will you listen to him? Verse 16, I'll read first of chapter 7 of Amos. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord. Now he says he has a word from God to this man Amaziah. Now will you listen to this? Thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall go into captivity away from his land. Now, my friend, that is a very disturbing prophecy, and it's a very strong prophecy, and it was a true prophecy, because when Assyria came down, this is what they did with the women. They were made harlots, and the sons and daughters were destroyed, and those that were not were taken into captivity, and this old priest of Baal, of the golden calf, he was taken into Assyrian captivity. And again, we could say, I'm sure his word would have been on his deathbed that of old Cardinal Wolsey, who served Henry VIII. And if he hadn't have gotten sick and died, he would have been taken to the tower and his head would have been taken off. But he played politics with Henry VIII and tried to, you know, not really tell him what the Word of God had to say. And as a result, on his deathbed, he could say, if I had only served my God like I served my King, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm sure old Amaziah could say that. If we don't give out the Word of God, those of us that are called to the ministry today, there's no reason for us to point our fingers at Washington and say that you're failing up yonder in Washington, you're a bunch of politicians, and you're jeopardizing our nation today. May I say to you, my friend of the ministry, if you're not giving out the Word of God, there is no traitor like that in this land. If you're called to be a minister, you're called to be a minister of the Word of God, and you're called to give that out. And if you're not giving that out, you are a traitor to the cause of Christ today. May I say, that's pretty strong also. I'm sure I'll get some letters on that, but what we are interested in are letters. We hope all of you will write.